Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And when you go to the website, you can actually control the content. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you think our listeners might appreciate knowing about it, you submit it as show prep to the website. Others then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So it's a like a liberty-oriented, socially bookmarking website or social bookmarking site. And folks seem to like it, so maybe you will too. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. As we continue here, there's a little bit more news about Ron Paul, and then JJ, you will be informing us about the movie industry and whether or not they're really having a tough time because of piracy, which is what they like to claim. But is that really true? We'll get into some of the details on that. 855-453, again, is the toll-free number. So not only has Ron Paul been endorsed by Kelly Clarkson, who is, of course, a huge, you know, pop star. Also, Michelle Branch came out favor of Ron Paul. There was a huge, I guess, outpouring of both hatred and support on Kelly's Facebook page. But what I'd be interested in seeing is, you know, when this all settles about this Ron Paul fervor surrounding Kelly Clarkson, will she come out of it with more likes on her Facebook page or fewer? Because I can tell you, I clicked the like button, and I bet you a whole bunch of Ron Paul supporters around the country were getting word of that.
Well, this was on a tweet, as I understand it.
Well,
initially.
No, I don't know if it was a tweet or what it was, but it did. It probably was a tweet.
It might have been one of those programs that do everything.
Right, they've got these syndicator things that where you type it in one place and it goes to 15 different places or something like that.
Yeah.
Because Kelly Clarkson isn't running her own Facebook profile, but it does have Facebook posts there that appear from her. There's also someone else who talks about Kelly in the third person as well, about like tour dates and things like that. So anyway, I just thought, I think it's very interesting. It'll be interesting to see, you know, if somebody's paying any attention to that. Does she have more likes after coming out for Ron Paul, or did her amount of likes fall?
Decrease, yeah. Yeah. Did people unlike her because, oh my God, she likes Ron Paul.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
No, I mean, when you are a pop star, when you are in the public eye like that, taking a political position can be a fairly risky thing to do.
Indeed, it is. I mean, you know, there isn't a right answer there, right? I mean, there isn't a candidate that she could have said, I really like so-and-so, and that's going to go well.
Yeah, you're going to piss somebody off when you take a position like that. So it's a risky thing to do. I mean, you look at the Dixie Chicks and what happened to them years ago for coming out against Bush's war. Mm-hmm. They were excoriated by the country music fans. Now, this young lady is listened to on, I think, a much wider basis than,
She's definitely pop.
Yeah, so she's definitely a pop star. So she has probably a younger audience and a more diverse audience than, say, a country star. Yeah, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say it's mostly white people that listen to country music. And so she's got a more diverse audience, and I think that that's a good thing because more people need to hear about Ron Paul, and they need to see people who aren't kind of, you know, the political establishment talking about him. People who are in pop culture, people who are on, you know, American Idol and Dancing with the Stars or The Tonight Show, which, of course, if you haven't seen Ron Paul's appearance on The Tonight Show, it's incredible.
Yeah, he really knocks it out of the park.
Right, please go and, you know, take a moment and watch Ron Paul's appearance from 2011, because I guess he was on before in the original campaign.
Yeah, like 2007.
But the 2011 appearance where Leno was incredible to Ron Paul. I mean, just gave him plenty of time to speak, asked some really good questions. I mean, you really couldn't have asked for a better interview than that. But Ron Paul cropping up in these places, I mean, he's been on The Daily Show. He's been on The Tonight Show. He's got people like Kelly Clarkson and Michelle Branch coming out in his corner. I mean, this is Ron Paul breaking into the world of pop culture. And think about how important that is, because it's easy for us, and we've complained about it before on this program, like, people are just distracted with their Dancing with the Stars and their American Idol, and they're busy, you know, doing all this bread and circuses.
But that's a reality.
It is a reality. But here's Ron Paul cracking into that world with who he is. And, you know, maybe there are some of these people that are paying attention to Kelly Clarkson and they've never heard of Ron Paul. And all of a sudden, there's all of this upstart about Ron Paul and Kelly Clarkson. And they're going to go and look at him.
When you look at the polls, Americans are sick and tired of the wars. They're sick of them.
Mm-hmm.
So Ron Paul's position should appeal to a great deal of people. Now, you know, some of the people that appeals to, some of his other positions don't appeal to. But, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way politics is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody, that you've got to hold your nose and vote for the lesser of two evils. I've been doing it all my life, and I'll be doing it with Ron Paul. As far as I'm concerned, he's not the perfect candidate because I'm not running. So
there you go, Mark.
And really, that's what it boils down to, though. What candidate can possibly share all of your views?
That's true. They can. They can.
So
Ron
I mean,
Paul
you know,
it's darn close.
If you've got if you've got the position that government is you know evil, then fine. I get where you're coming from, but your candidate isn't running, and he's not going to win. Nobody isn't going to win this year again.
So I plan on singing some Kelly Clarkson in honor of this at this week's Karaoke.
Have you sung Kelly Clarkson before?
Oh yes. Oh come on, you're being facetious.
I know,
right?
I am.
Okay. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. You can't.
I love that song of hers. It's the most disempowered song written in the entire millennium.
All you people who are fans of Ian, you really need to come to the Shire and listen to Ian sing karaoke.
Oh, there are much better reasons
to
the Shire.
No, there
are some funny things to see there.
It's a good time.
What was the one, the rap that you did with a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn?
Oh, that's the Rapper's Delight.
Rapper's Delight, yeah.
I'm sure the gang.
Yeah.
So Ron Paul is a dangerous man, according to the Union Leader. Now, this is the number one newspaper in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's a big Republican paper.
Right. It's published in, I guess, the Manchester area, but it's distributed all over the state. And this is the editorial from the publisher. This is the guy who is in charge of the paper.
Yeah. I think it's so funny to see these dead tree, you know, editorial things coming out. Because, hey, look, everybody in the newspaper business, you're supposed to be in the news business. Stop giving your opinion.
Well, I mean, I do a news show with opinion on it, too.
What?
Where? Free Keen Radio News or Radio Free Keen News, and Free Keen TV is a news show with opinion on it.
That's right.
So, hey, so what?
You've got to give the news in order to give an opinion on the news, right?
Right.
Well, that's what I try to do.
But that's not what newspapers are supposed to be about. Newspapers are supposed to be about reporting things.
Newspapers have had editorials forever.
I know. I just find them, you know.
What's wrong
pathetic
with news agencies having opinions? Come on. Do you think they really got into the business?
I think it's hastening their inevitable demise.
Well, I think that everyone has their opinion, and it's very clear what it is and what's new. I mean, Fox News has their opinion, and MSNBC has their opinion. And
those two are more clear than most.
And the newspapers are also pretty clear about their opinions. They're all pro-state, most of their opinions are, pro-government.
If they're going to give their opinion, give it in the form of an opinion. I find Ron Paul's
it says
views
right
to
here,
be,
home, opinion, editorials, opinion.
Yeah, that's what he says, opinion at the top.
But it's opinion.
Yeah, it's not written in the form of opinion. He is dangerous is not an opinion.
Well, I think that's an opinion, yeah. I mean, that's his opinion that he's dangerous.
It's stated in the form of a fact. My opinion is he's dangerous. I think he's dangerous.
I see
those
what
are
saying.
What. That's how you state an opinion.
Well, thank you for the critique, Mark, but I think it's pretty clear that this is this man's opinion. Anyway, he goes on to say, but he does control the most influential newspaper in the state of New Hampshire. So while his domestic libertarian views are quite attractive to some voters fed up with politics as usual, it is Paul's position on our issues of national security that are truly dangerous. Those views have been largely overlooked by a news media more interested in the presidential horse race than in the candidates' positions on the issues. But we expect New Hampshire primary voters will examine the facts and act accordingly. A Wall Street Journal columnist notes that Paul is, quote, a leading spokesman for and recycler of the long and familiar litany of charges that point to the United States as a leading agent of evil and injustice, the militarist victimizer of millions who want only to live in peace, unquote. Perhaps this warped view is why Paul believes that Al-Qaeda terrorists caught in the United States ought to be treated as common criminals, not as enemy combatants. He wants them read Miranda rights, to which they are not entitled, and he wants them tried and sentenced in civil courts rather than by military tribunals. How dare he suggest that all human beings have the same rights? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about why this jackass thinks Ron Paul is truly dangerous in moments. It's Freak Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We will invite you to the website. You can go and get interactive in various different ways. Our webcam actually has the chat room built into it, so you can go watch and listen to the show while interacting with other Free Talk Live listeners. And you can do it for free, of course, over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you smoke, you know it's not good for you. There are other options for you, though. There's the e-cigarette, and the best-paid e-cigarette on the market today is made by Vaporsmiths.com. You can get one for free. You actually can get two of them for free, plus a charger, by purchasing 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that go on the end of the e-cigarette that contain the nicotine and the sort of food chemicals and that you know, create the vapor, that kind of thing.
The flavorings.
Yeah, the flavorings. Nice. Some of the, you know, some really great flavorings. They've got cherry, vanilla, strawberry, cloves, classics, menthol.
I think vanilla is my favorite, but menthol's maybe a close second.
I like the strawberry. Personally. But, you know, you can pick your favorite, too. It's Vaporsmiths.com. You can go over there, and all you have to do is purchase the 40 cartomizers. I think they cost $70 for 40 of them. Each cartomizer contains as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes, and you know that you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. So go over there, get the free kit. Use coupon code FTL, buy the 40 cartomizers, and you'll get free shipping, too. It's Vaporsmiths.com or 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, coupon code FTL.
We continue with more news about the attacks on Ron Paul. Earlier today, the union leader, the one of the more widely distributed New Hampshire newspapers, has gone out on the offensive against Ron Paul with an article, an opinion piece from their head, like the guy who is the publisher of the New Hampshire Union Leader. Joe McQuaid is his name. He's come out and called Ron Paul truly dangerous, saying that Al-Qaeda terrorists caught in the United States ought to be treated as common criminals. Or excuse me, he's saying Paul is saying this, that Al-Qaeda terrorists should be treated as common criminals, not enemy combatants. He wants them to be read their rights, to which they are not entitled, and he wants them to be tried and sentenced.
I mean, please, at this point, more than two-thirds of people that take a felony to trial get found guilty. I mean, and this is in a country where fewer than 1% of the people that are charged with a crime end up with that crime in court. So you're talking about less than a quarter, fewer than one quarter of 1% of the people that are charged with a crime in this country are found not guilty. This is the thing that this guy's scared about?
Well, yeah, I mean, people like this guy believe that there's actually some, I guess, justice in the justice system and that it actually works and that, you
know. If that's what he's scared of, then they should. What's the fear there?
And that criminals can take advantage of the,
right,
the system.
They're slipping through the cracks.
Yeah, and that the
system. Well, they slip through the cracks, but they do it by plea bargaining. And, the, you know, your government bureaucrats, they're implicit in that.
He says this is nothing short of nuts. What is needed to competently fight a war, and Al-Qaeda is indeed at war with us, is the ability to gather information. Well, telling the enemy that it has a right to remain silent is absurd.
This is, okay, so is all this requires is for the government to decide that you're a terrorist. You're a terrorist. You have no rights.
That's right.
We're going to torture you.
We're going to
get whatever information we want to get out of you.
And we will hold you indefinitely.
Right. You're a drug terrorist. You're a burglary terrorist. You're whatever terrorist we say.
You're an enemy of the state.
This is how liberty goes down to great applause, right?
Indeed.
I mean, this is it. Let's skip hee-ho-hum down the road to tyranny.
Well, I mean, what does Joseph McQuaid have to worry about it? As long as he toes the line of the state, he doesn't have to worry about them ever coming after him and his newspaper.
Oh, no.
Not 100. You can't be certain, but it's, you know,
it just seems
likely.
Like he's definitely into that whole religious fervor over whatever the state does has got to be right. Yeah. It's got to be the right thing that needs to be done.
The religion of government.
That. Yep.
More from Joe McQuaid here. He says, Paul believes that if a U.S. citizen throws in with Al-Qaeda or associated groups overseas where he plots American death and destruction, we need to somehow find him, arrest him, and bring him back to stand civil trial here rather than eliminate him, even if that is the only option. So, again, just advocating, just a wholesale, just slaughtering people. Just slaughter people.
You know,
U.S. can determine prior to any sort of trial that you are trouble and then destroy you. That's what this man is saying.
Sure, I'm in a foreign country. I have ideas that do not fit whatever, you know, some government, you know, set of government bureaucrats like. They can eliminate me with no trial or anything like that.
Yep, and that's what this guy thinks is American. Which I think is really sick.
Well, this guy won't say it, but he's saying that this is only true for people of Arab descent. This is, or, you know, Persian or whatever. This is what I mean about Muslims. I'm not talking about real Americans.
But that's what it's completely.
No, he does. He talks about it. People say, okay, this is only pertaining to the Muslims and the people who are going to do the terrorism acts, blah, blah, blah. But they don't really reserve this sort of treatment for those individuals. They also sort of have this spiteful, antagonistic view of anyone who would question the state line or the state policy or the state at all, period. If you are a dissenter, well, you must be siding with that Al-Qaeda.
Well,
right.
That's
dangerous.
That's not what he means when he says this. He believes that these are bad ideas held by real Americans. However, we need to be able to use the force of war against people who are in the United States mainland, citizens, whomever.
No,
we determine that they're terrorists.
What I'm speaking to is how individuals like this are able to simply deny someone the humanity that is inherent in that being. You know, they're able to deny that person as even a human being, and I could treat them like they're less than human, their property at this point, mm-hmm. just chattel, meant to be, put in so many cages and tortured so many times.
Well, you must be insane if you don't support the state line on everything. You must be some sort of dangerous threat to humanity.
Yeah, if I thought the state was good at catching terrorists, if I thought it was good at anything, you might be able to talk to me about this issue. But I think that the government is full of unaccountable people, and by unaccountable, I mean they're not accountable for their actions.
No kidding.
You can't bring them to court for what they do, and I think that results in a great deal of inefficiencies. And by inefficiencies, I mean they spend too much, they don't have to be accountable for what they do. I mean, you want this organization making the decision as to whether or not it should kill Americans without trial?
This guy, Joseph here, his paper has been doing good years ago, back in the day when the dead tree sort of papers were the paper of record and the news of the day. And now he's desperately clinging on to what little is left of the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't see this change come, because what if Ron Paul brings the new rush of internet users and people just all of a sudden don't need papers anymore? You know, from his sort of publisher perspective, he's definitely having a lot to lose in the future, regardless of whether or not Ron Paul wins or not. But this is his last desperate cry to mean something, to be influential, to have some sort of the power over his readers.
You want to talk about unaccountable bureaucrats? I'll give you an example of one I encountered today. Let's talk to Rod first in North Carolina. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, fellas, what's happening?
What's on your mind, Rod?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Dr. Paul. I'm another one of those black men that didn't quite get the memo that Ron Paul was racist.
All right, I want to hear more about it here in a moment. Rod, and we'll return to you, so stick with us. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we'll hear from one gentleman who considers himself a black guy in a moment here. More with Rod and your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift: a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. All you have to do, call 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can get interactive over at freetalklive.com on our bulletin board system with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Allows you to interact by posting messages back and forth. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. Free State Project puts it on. It's a yearly event. Generally, though, this year there was something that went wrong. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in 2011, but it's back for 2012, and it's going to be back in a big way. February 23rd through the 26th is when it's happening. It's a Thursday through a Sunday. It's going to be a weekend of fun, being around other hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks. I know that I will be there. JJ, I believe you will be attending.
Yes, I will.
Mark, you'll be there as well, and we'll be actually doing Free Talk Live from the event, and you'll get to meet some of the same voices that you hear on the air on this program, both caller and host, because a lot of the activists
and a lot of the people we talk about too.
Yeah, a lot of the activists here in New Hampshire, those that have moved here as part of the Free State Project, some New Hampshire natives as well, are going to be in attendance, and people from around the world will be coming to the Liberty Forum to check it out, to see what it's like to be around other people that actually believe like you do. The people that, you know, like, imagine moving a bunch of Ron Paul supporters all to the same place permanently. I mean, that's kind of what you've got going on here, except beyond that, you've got a wider variety of interests in political. You know, some people want to do political activism, some want to do civil disobedience. And, of course, Ron Paul's the kind of guy that supports all of it. Like, Ron Paul, he gets civil disobedience. He supports inside-the-system stuff. And I agree with Ron Paul. I mean, whatever can advance liberty in our lifetime, I think we need to see it all happen. And it's all happening here, because we're getting people that love liberty together. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about the event. You'll learn about some of the great speakers that they've got lined up. Just announced most recently, Prax Girl, who has her own YouTube channel online and talks about all kinds of intelligence stuff. So she's going to be there. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture. Also, Peter Schiff from the Europac group.
Euro-Pacific Capital, I believe.
Yep. So Carlos Miller from Pixic and the Photography is Not a Crime blog. I mean, it's looking to be a really nice lineup of speakers that they've got. Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers along with Peter Schiff. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up, and to save 10%, use our discount code. It's FTL2012. That's FTL2012 is a discount code at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Let's go back to Rod. He's listening in North Carolina. You're back on Free Talk Live, Rod.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, I'm
all right.
Back in the house to let you know how I feel about Dr. Paul.
Please, as a black man.
Yes. When it first hit, and I knew it was coming as a Dr. Paul supporter. I mean, how could you not know this was going to happen?
Yep, sure.
He reached, that level that he's reached right now, and it's great to see it. I love it. That they were going to come with this stuff, and I dealt with this like maybe 17 years ago about, Dr. Paul, and I've been watching his career since then. And, at that particular point, I just saw it, looked at it, didn't bother me that much, and just discarded it. He didn't write it. I know that for sure, as far as I'm concerned. But, it's amazing. They go after him for this kind of stuff. But giving out bailouts, continuing this absolutely destructive war on drugs that he is the only candidate I see that stands against, and bombing brown people all over the world because that's not racist.
No. Those other candidates aren't. They don't have a racist bone in their bodies. They're just killing those brown folks for the good of America.
And these candidates support a magazine like National Review, which had had equally bigoted sort of statements in the late 80s also. I mean, the same time frame.
Yes, I read a great article from Thomas DiLorenzo about that about 2 days ago. That he was talking about those issues and stuff.
Racism has only recently gone out of fashion for Republicans. I mean, and that's the long and the short of it. I say this as a guy who's been a registered Republican ever since I've been able to register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started down that road, and then Dr. Paul pretty much took me to the next level and reading things like from Murray Rothbard's Ethics of Liberty.
All right, but Rod, you sound like a long time Ron Paul supporter. What are you seeing in and for lack of a better term, the black community? I mean, people that are around you who are also black. I mean, that maybe not as familiar with Ron Paul as you. How is this affecting them? Are they just taking it at face value? Are you seeing a variety of responses? What are you seeing out there?
Well, a variety of responses. Some folks, I knew this when this happened, they were going to, say, well, I didn't know that about Ron Paul. And the first thing they do is they come to me, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, essentially, since number one, my idea is it's just bigger than Ron Paul. It's just that he's probably right now one of the best purveyors of those ideas. They come to me, they want to talk about it, they want to know about these letters, and I just take them down the road, and then I shove them off to people like you guys, and naturally it's kind of a culture shock when they listen to your show, or somebody like Thomas Woods or Thomas DiLorenzo or Lou Rockwell, and they pretty much get it. Reading is a great thing, and a lot of people that I know, they're readers, they're avid readers like I am.
Mm-hmm.
So they get that, they see that, and they let it mull over a little bit in their minds, and like I tell them, I mean, whatever you decide to do after this, fine and dandy, but as I believe Dr. Paul and most of my libertarian brothers believe, whatever choice you make in your life, that's completely up to you how you feel about this. If you want to have a great conversation about liberty, I'll be around. But, if it's just not to your liking, peace be with you. What can I do for you, But generally, what I'm seeing is they're a little bit stunned by it. And those that you can help and you can talk to and have a conversation with, they've taken a look at it and they say, well, I see what's going on here. The man's become the front runner. They've been ignoring them. Some of them said, they noticed him back in 2007 when he was running. And they said, well, why are they bringing this up now if supposedly guys like you, and I trust you, Rod, if you've seen what's going on with Dr. Paul and you're still with him, what's going on here?
When I looked at this issue, it seemed to me, I find the statements that were written in those newsletters to be, very upsetting. But at the same time, I think that people understand, and especially people of color who probably have to deal with the problems of racism more than most folks, people that would be commonly called white have to deal with. I think that they understand that everybody harbors some kind of prejudices in their mind, and that these things can change over time. So I wonder what the period of time since these newsletters were written matters. Because even if you did think that Dr. Paul wrote this stuff, and if you read a lot of the articles, you would believe that he did write this stuff. It was still 20 years ago.
Exactly. And and look at him and look at what he's been saying lately. He is the only man that wants to do away with the war on drugs. And you know full well, for a man of my paint job, how deadly the war on drugs is.
Absolutely right.
That, as far as I'm concerned, is the number one most racist policy in place by the government is the war on drugs.
Definitely.
Yep. And he's the only candidate who even gives a hoot about talking about it and wants to end it completely. To me, if you were a racist, you would want to keep all of those blacks and Hispanics in prison that have been put there because of the war on drugs.
Yes, his policies he believes in are just completely antithetical to anything that would come out of a racist. If you're a racist and looking for a seat of power like the presidency, as evil as it is, you know, how could you have policies like that and be as consistent with it for nearly 30 some years? Come on, man, a racist, you gotta be kidding me.
All right, Rod, so now a tough question for you. What's it gonna take to get a guy like you to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
We're recruiting, Rod.
Okay, here it comes. Look, I've got some family things I take care of, and you know how family is. My parents are getting older,
sure,
trying to take care of them. But I'm dedicated to the Free State Project, and
awesome.
I am coming. It just won't be in the next couple of years. I mean, you look to me in about 2 or 3 years.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you, and you'll definitely stick out when you get here. Look forward to it either way. There's one guy that moved to Nashua. He's a listener of the show. He's a black guy, and his name's Callan. And he's like, I thought there'd be more, you know, diversity up here, and there's just not.
No.
You know,
well, look out. We may be coming, man.
I hope so.
Up there, and maybe they'll have some bro talk live.
He said he wants to get into radio, so I think that'd be awesome. Thanks for the call, Rod. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He means bro as in brother, not bro as in like the guys with the hats, the punk white kids that call themselves bros.
I haven't even heard that.
Yeah. 855-4. You've never heard of Bro Love? Mark, you should look it up. It's Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go, so enjoy those features there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right through our secure website. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum and podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. So let's wrap up this piece here and get right back into your phone calls. There's only a couple more paragraphs from Joe McQuaid, the head of the Union Leaders, the publisher of the Union Leader, which is the biggest newspaper in New Hampshire. Of course, it's a newspaper that probably doesn't mean too much anymore. But these, you know, I guess they still exist, and people still buy them. Someone out there is buying newspapers. They're dying off. I think.
I get the newspaper delivered to my house every day.
Do you really?
I do.
Which one?
The Sentinel.
A local
King Sentinel,
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Because some people get this Union Leader delivered all the way
out
here. It's a statewide kind of paper.
But I wouldn't say that that is anywhere like 1 in 20 houses.
Why do you get the paper delivered to your house?
Because, you know, it can mostly for coupons and community,
really?
Community stuff, knowing what's going
There's
on inside the community.
In there?
There's lots of coupons in there. I mean, it doesn't cost that much. So if you get one coupon a day,
yeah.
Then, you know, you've paid for the newspaper.
I guess I'm just
cases.
Not the coupon cutting kind of guy.
I'm
so,
not the, yeah. Nor am I. I'm not cutting the coupons.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know, when my wife goes away, I don't know what to do with the newspaper. It doesn't really even get looked through. I look at the headlines online.
Put it in the heater, man. You can put things in the heater, right? That set on fire at
sure.
your house, right? That's where it belongs.
I tend to look at the news online, but yep. there's some community things that I like to see. You know, this is going on, that's going on. You know, that you wouldn't be able to see otherwise.
So this, again, the publisher of the Union Leader, he is just chastising Ron Paul. He is all on the attack here, calling him nuts.
Nuts.
Sweet. The headline is, Ron Paul is truly dangerous. And my favorite part of this article is right here toward the end, so I wanted to make sure we got it in. He says, we are in a much different kind of war than we have ever faced. But Paul doesn't see it. He has repeatedly said that U.S. aggression is responsible for 9/11 and other attacks on America from radical jihadists. He has repeatedly said that we should allow Iran to continue to develop a nuclear weapon. This is the same country whose leadership vows death to America, the satanic power, and who wants Israel wiped from the map. Now,
he seems a little out of touch.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I just think he's more in the mentality of fear-mongering and just sort of believing this hypothetical situation in which the whole world is out to get us. You know, this whole idea that, oh, they hate us for our freedoms. And that whole mentality that spawns this pro-do-anything-to-hurt people over there and you know, forget about everybody back home that dissents. It's basically that whole thing where he is just out of touch with reality.
Right, as though the people in Iran who are in power there are so insane that they would, if they actually did develop a nuclear weapon,
right, and
use it.
It's very important to point out that the International Atomic Energy Association has checked Iran up and down and sideways, and there's no evidence. There is no evidence that they are creating a nuclear program.
But I mean, Michelle Bachmann says there is.
Right,
so
well, the most recent quarterly report from the IAEA, the new head over there is Pakistani, and he talks about things that had happened pre-2003, you know, that nuclear, that Iran had a nuclear program. Yeah, they did. They did have a nuclear program almost a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
So to bring up these things is clearly a political ploy, and it's more saber rattling. Now, if Ron, I don't know whether, you know, I don't like the idea of Iran getting a nuclear weapon. Not because I think that that some countries should have nuclear weapons and some countries shouldn't, but my concern about a nuclear weapon is generally what it does is it adds to the stability of a particular government. It is difficult to unseat a government that has a nuclear weapon for its people to unseat that government. You'll find much more sort of revolution going on in countries that don't have nuclear weapons than ones that do. And so, therefore, I have a problem with that. But if Iran did get a nuclear weapon, the United States government would work very hard to see its government not get overthrown because they wouldn't want the instability around that weapon. So that's the biggest problem that I have as far as Iran getting a weapon. Not that I think that they're going to use it. Plus the fact that I'm really confident that Israel will take care of that problem.
The fear is that Iran gets a nuclear weapon so that it can defend itself against Israel. And that is the fear. The fear is that Israel won't be able to dominate any other country in the region. That is the fear. The fear that Israel, for whatever reason, will lose support from the United States and all that free money and not free, but discounted military sort of equipment. And be vulnerable.
I think that's probably true, but he doesn't say specifically what his fear is regarding the nuclear weapon. And I feel like when you bring up Iran plus nuclear weapon, they're attempting to gin up fear amongst the American people. I mean, the idea being that, my God, if Iran could just get this nuclear weapon, they would wipe us off the face of the earth. Which, of course, no other country with no other hostile country with a nuclear weapon has ever done, because they would be wiped off the face of the earth as well, and they know it. And it's it's a nuclear stalemate as a result of that.
Look at Pakistan, a country which we know has had jihadists and Al-Qaeda, and where maybe even they killed Osama bin Laden for whatever their scheme is or their latest explanation for his death. You know, it's not like Iran is suspected. We think they have this. We have this idea, they don't have solid
proof. We're scared to death that Iran might get a nuclear weapon.
The thing is Pakistan has solid proof that these people are already there and they have a nuclear weapon. Okay, they have a nuke, Pakistan, and they already have those people there. Okay, the scenario is already played out.
Right.
Why are people trying to draw up fear about this similar scenario in this other area if it's already happened?
Because the fear is that these Muslim folks are crazy. Look, they blow themselves up. And the reason they blow themselves up, and you know, authors have shown this to be true, is that people that commit suicide bombings are generally exclusively in occupied countries, mm-hmm. because they have no other options. And so the United States and...
You probably see Americans doing the same thing.
The United States and its puppet governments occupy the Middle East almost entirely. Those people have no other choice but to be terrorists and, suicide bombers. So therefore, these people are nuts. I mean, it's the circular logic that confirms itself.
Yeah, just don't think too hard about it.
Leave them alone. I swear they'll leave you alone.
So what I love about this guy's article, this is the publisher of the paper. Now, if you're the publisher of a newspaper, you can have as many words as you want.
Yeah, you get to say whatever you want, and nobody else gets to say anything in rebut.
No one's editing you. Okay, so if you wanted to, if this guy, this Paul, Joe McQuaid, if he wanted to make his editorial twice as long, he could have done it. He's the publisher. So why does he just, I think it's interesting that he just throws this out there. He says, Ron Paul has repeatedly said that that U.S. aggression is responsible for 9/11 and other attacks on America from radical jihadists. Yeah, it's true. He has repeatedly said that. But you don't say anything to rebut it. don't you have anything to say to that, Mr. McQuaid? Why did you even put that in your article if you weren't going to call him out or call him out on the carpet? Show why Ron Paul's wrong about repeatedly making that statement.
Yeah, exactly. You've got all the dead, you know, tree pulp that you need to do it.
He says, never mind that Paul, being the favored candidate of the lunatic fringe, sees a white supremacist, anti-Semites, truthers, etc. Never mind his refusal to disavow a third-party run, which would only help President Obama's re-election. His defenders.
Right. So this is the thing I love about the tried and true Republicans that just can't get around the fact that their only option is to vote for Ron Paul if they want a Republican to win in the 2012 presidential election. You know, he hasn't said that he won't run. He should say he won't run. We hate him in the Republican Party, but he should be true to the Republican Party because he's got no choice. I mean, because all you can do is yell.
Right.
All you can do is cry. Because the fact is, if you're a Republican, you've got to vote for Ron Paul if you want the Republican to win. Because if Ron Paul runs third, the Republican will not win. End of story. You don't have to like it. You just have to live with reality.
And what does Paul have to lose this time around? Last time he didn't run third party. This time he's not running again for re-election in Texas.
He's done.
He's done with his political career.
I don't think
he
wants to talk about that, though. He doesn't want to talk about the idea of him not getting the GOP nomination because he's dead set on getting that nomination and then dealing with it afterwards. Right.
Yeah, as he should be. And finally, he says here, his defenders say they admire Ron Paul's consistency. It is true. Paul has been consistently spouting this nonsense. It's about time New Hampshire voters showed him the door.
Well, it's about time New Hampshire residents stop buying this terrible rag of a paper.
I like it when the union leader links to our stuff.
You know, I've read a lot of stuff out of the leader that I don't like. So as far as I'm concerned, it's useless to me.
I'll take the publicity wherever I can get it. 855-453.
The Republicans have to have newspapers.
SACL, CAI, toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. How much you want to bet this guy would go cry into the state if his paper were failing for a bailout? It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.